This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. There's a ceremony tonight at the polished granite walls of the Philadelphia Vietnam Veterans Memorial at Spruce Street and Columbus Boulevard. It's been 30 years since its inception. It bears the names of 648 Native sons killed in the epic war that spanned two decades, ripping this country apart philosophically, politically, emotionally, and ending with the fall of Saigon in 1975. Terry Williamson served as a Marine against the North Vietnamese in the late 60s. He was discharged as a captain. Then he protested the war and later helped lead the effort to build Philadelphia's War Memorial. He now aids in its oversight. I spoke with him recently about the memorial and his story. I asked him what it was like when he returned to the States during the height of the anti-war movement.
The experience was unsettling because you faced great indifference. I wasn't spat upon, or nobody called me a baby killer. But, you know, I flew into Travis Air Force Base in the middle of the night with a poster of Uncle Sam thanking me for my service. And that was pretty much the only recognition that I got for many, many years.
You fought in the war and then you opposed it. The opposition part had to do with your feelings before you went in the war.
Yes, I'd worked for a newspaper at Northern Illinois University. I was a reporter, and I'd covered the Students for a Democratic Society, and they had it down as to what the war was about. It was more of a civil war than it was anything, and certainly the American policy at that time was stopping the spread of communism, the domino theory and whatnot. But in the end, it didn't make a lot of sense. So as a result, when I came back from Vietnam, I went to graduate school at American University, and at the time, the Veterans Against the War were protesting. That would have been, I think, February of 1972. So I went down first to see and second to join in. Since then, people have said, well, they weren't really veterans. It's not true. These were veterans who'd served in combat, many as I had. They had just become disenchanted by the war, by the policy misstatements and whatnot that were coming out of Washington at that time.
But back in the 80s when you said, yeah, I can get on board with this project, you had gone through so many different sort of personalities, it sounds like, regarding this war, and then to go forth and do something that was going to be an historical memorial, what were you thinking about?
Well, I was thinking about those that I served with in Vietnam and those that sacrificed their lives. And I thought about them. What's their testimony going forward? And how do you learn about them? So we're trying to tell the story of the Vietnam War that puts the 648 in context.
Memorial walls remind us of the toll the war had on service members, also their families.
You're right. Most people will think, of course, of the veteran, but one of the things that we value most is honoring those servicemen and in turn honoring their parents, their brothers, and their sisters. In fact, one of the things that we're doing right now is we're building a POW/MIA monument. And as Ralph Galati, who's a former POW who's on our committee, says a lot of times, he says, I got my welcome home. It's the MIA, the missing in action, the 10 of the 19 that are listed on our wall are still missing. And he believes this helps close the loop, if you will, for those families.
How is the Vietnamese perspective relayed in the memorial in Philadelphia?
About 3 years ago, a representative of the Vietnamese community came to our board and wanted to fly the flag, the yellow and red flag, with our flag at the memorial. We didn't think that was appropriate because this was a memorial to those that died. But what we did think might work is to build a joint memorial. So the Republic of Vietnam Heritage and Freedom Memorial was built about 3 years ago. As someone who knew that some veterans held some ill will towards the Army, and I was a little concerned about it. But it's been amazing. There's hardly a ceremony goes by where some veteran doesn't go up to a Vietnamese soldier or something and talk about it and talk with him. It kind of, if you will, also closes the loop.
The new Ken Burns and Lynn Novick documentary series, The Vietnam War, it presents a set of questions about what happened and why Vietnam went so wrong, who's to blame, and whether it was all worth it. What are your thoughts about those things so many years later?
I've seen most of the episodes. I've been a student of Vietnam, the war, and America's involvement for years and years, and it's spot on. I honestly don't know how the American public will react to this. It's still very new. It's still very raw with a lot of people. I'm going to be very interested to see how it plays out.
Terry Williamson is the president of the Philadelphia Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. This reminder, tune in to WHYY-TV this Sunday night at 8 for the premiere of The Vietnam War, directed by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick.